Redemption is not just a religious idea. It is your legal release from everything that once held you captive. It is the receipt that proves your past no longer owns you, and your future is secured. Through the finished work of Christ, you are not trying to become free. You already are. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 declares, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us." Your freedom was purchased in blood, holy, eternal blood. This redemption doesn't just erase sin, it restores dignity. You are not a slave trying to earn sonship. You are a son who has been redeemed. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 proclaims, "Ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Grace did what works could never do. It gave you legal standing in heaven's royal family. Redemption gives you back your voice. You no longer need a middleman or a priest to access God. The veil has been torn, and you can enter boldly. Hebrews 4 and Romans chapter 5, verse 1 proclaims, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You are not on trial. Your case was settled at Calvary. To be redeemed is to be rescued, ransomed, and restored. The devil cannot accuse what the blood has already acquitted. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Every written charge against you has been erased. The new covenant is not a renewal of the old. It is a complete upgrade. The blessing you now walk in is not based on the law of Moses. It is built on the life of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6 declares, "He is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises." This covenant breathes life. It doesn't suffocate with rituals. Many people still try to earn what Jesus already finished. But redemption means the price is paid in full. When Jesus cried, "It is finished," John chapter 19, verse 30, he wasn't just talking about his suffering. He was declaring that your shame, guilt, and bondage were over.